Good morning, Buffalo. How are you? Pastor Apostle Garney Davis Jr., Impact and Love Global Ministries, Senior Chaplain over at Erie County Medical Center, and also the leader or facilitator of Men of Impact here in the city of Buffalo. We're so excited to be with you again. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I encourage you this morning to not let anything steal your peace, steal your joy, but you make it a great day because you have breath in your body. And every new day, God gives us brand new mercies. We're so excited to be with you hosting on Crossroads Radio. It is an honor to be back with you. I missed you last month, but we're here this month. And listen, my guest this morning is he's a man that's gonna mess you up. Because he's rooted from this city, born and raised, but this man is making an impact, not just in the academia world, but also in the community. He is a staple in this community. Many don't know him. Many, you may have going to hear about him for the very first time today. But his heart for people, his heart for God, his heart for family it should be contagious. You can't be around this man and not say, man, I need to step up to the next level. I need to become better. I need to be a better man, a better father, a better brother. I need to make an impact in this community. And so we're so happy to be with you. And listen, Father's Day is on the way. And so we're so happy for the fathers that's out there doing a work and taking care of their families. We're going to come back and talk about that a little later. But we're excited to be here again with you. I pray all is well with you and your families, and that whatever need you have, that God will meet you at the point of your need. So I can't hold back. We got to get into this because this man has a resume that will, listen, it's powerful, and he is a blessing. So I want to introduce and present to some Najah A. Bolden. He is a dynamic friend, when I tell you, a friend. This guy is educated. He doesn't have two masters or two degrees. He has 4 degrees. And listen, he looks like he's only 20 years old. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's maintaining. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. man, I'm overwhelmed. Thank you, sir.
Man,
I'm looking around for that man.
Oh, man, that's you, man. Me.
Man.
We're so excited, man, that you're here this morning, man. And so, listen, so just go ahead and welcome and introduce yourself to the radio land this morning, man.
Like Pastor said, I'm Najah Bolden. I consider myself a humble servant. You know what I mean? I just want to be of service, great service to my community that afforded me, you know, this providence of being here. You know what I mean? I come out of the Lower East Side of Buffalo, New York, Walden Avenue to be specific. Right now, I'm working on building my soft skill incubator, the Burn Ward, downtown mm-hmm. Buffalo, 128 Pearl Street. Pastor, I'm way better at questions. You know what I mean? You're going to get me a lot of ums and ahs.
That's okay, man. Listen, man. The name of your company?
Phoenix Innovation Group.
And tell me about that.
Well, it started out with this question of what makes me different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know what made me different than all the other gentlemen that I grew up around and the knucklehead, doing the knucklehead stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What would make me, you know, take the route that I took and have that trajectory? So I started to study into, you know, sociology, psychology, and then finally creativity. And then within creativity, I found that, you know, that we all have these innate processes, and then it's just a matter of owning who we are in order to achieve that greatness that we dream of, right? So I started to do my research on that and came up with this product of a workshop in creative problem solving skills to enhance resilience in low SES black males. So my advisor, the great Mike Fox over at the International Center for Studies and Creativity, was like, because I was thinking about my company, I was thinking about Buffalo Innovation Group, so I could immediately be like, think big. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. He was like, man, with your story, I would think you should call it Phoenix Innovation Group. And I was like, dang, that's what I'm that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. Cause the, you know, the fable of the Phoenix is so inspiring and so resonating to burn up in your life and then be reborn again from them ashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm still digging deep. The more I learn about this, the more I'm finding that I know nothing at all. So the science of reinvention or evolution is in soft skills. So mm-hmm. building those soft skills. So that's what we're about.
Wow, man. Now you that's powerful. The Phoenix Innovation Corporation. And so wait, let's talk about your roots. You said Walden. Uh-huh. And so, you know, you grew up on the east side.
Yes, sir.
And just maybe, I'm going to say maybe 8 years ago, there was a study done on a specific zip code. And this zip code, man, I want to say it was 14215, mm-hmm. That they tested young people from 12 to 17 years of age. And they all came back with the same diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. These kids have not been to war. These kids never don't know nothing about the military.
Not that we look like.
Right. So come on, let's elaborate on that, man, because you know the East Side. I was born on the East Side, and I grew up on the East Side, man. And we were sometimes in a war zone.
Most times. You know what I mean? Like, I like to say I'm from the Lower East Side specifically because I was born in 84. So I grew up in the 90s and in the early 2000s. And if you was from that area, then we know each other. You know what I mean? We didn't probably have some wreck with one another. And we probably drank it out over, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As we got older to see each other get older. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm my whole family is, I would like to say we endured the crack epidemic. You know what I mean? If the crack epidemic was a bomb, it did everything that it could to destroy us, my family. And we did everything that we could in the rapture of that wind blowing to hold on to this earth and keep it pumping. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. You know what I mean? We found ways and, you know, whether that was frowned down upon or, you know, by society, we still tried to make a way. We did what was in the spirit of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That resilience that echoes from 400 years this year is the return, right?
Yeah.
So we did what we do. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's that creative part of me. That's the unapologetic part. Like we have, you know, that's just the way it is. We might not like it, but that's the way this world is. But anyway, that Lower East Side thing is, you start to see like everything is the same. Every hood is the same. So I got off track.
No, you're good, man, because I'm leading up until, okay, you're born in 84, East Side. What high school?
I went to Seneca High School.
You went to Seneca.
Yeah.
Now, from 84 to Seneca, the temptations, the peer pressure that you had to fight through.
From 84, man, let's start out with my mom's drug habit. You know what I'm saying? My mom had a bad drug habit and me and my brother, like when you grow up in poverty, you don't understand, you don't know that there's anything different from anybody else. So you don't know what you didn't have until, you know, you see better.
Right.
And then at that point, I was going to stay with my dad. But, you know, from early on, I had witnessed everything that comes with that. You know what I mean? But nothing, even with being with her, nothing that I witnessed with her is like the pain of not having her.
Right.
My whole life.
Right.
My
right.
son never really knowing his birth grandmother. You know
that's,
what I mean?
That's like, powerful, man.
You know, so it's the good and the bad with it, but
yeah.
I like to give it all back in service. I got what I was going to get from it all. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to the heartache, pain, strife, struggle, I'd had a whole life of that. When my son was born at 30, it was just like, it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't get the super riches and everything, all the glory that I really wanted off my name. I only got, it was only block wide.
Mm-hmm.
One area of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You wipe that out, you wipe me out.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I wanted a lot more.
And so you did had to deal with, you know, the temptations of the streets, the temptations of taking a path.
I was born in that. It's not even like, I can't even resonate with you saying temptation because that's just the process. I wanted to get away from that. Like early on, I was like, I went to the military because like, what else am I going to do? Like my recruiter was like, you know, he was like, you got a better chance of dying here than you do in the United States Air Force. You know what I mean? And I sat there for a minute and he hit me with another blow. Mm-hmm. He was like, and even if you do die, at least it'd be for something.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. Now let me do something different. So I was against certain things like being overweight, mm-hmm. selling dope, just, I was still chauvinistic, but like being a total womanizer, you know, I just right, didn't want to be as bad. You know what I mean? Right. I wanted to, you know, color it up a little bit.
Right.
But it, you know, it was still, it's still magnetic. Yeah. You know what I mean? You still caught in that orbit, you know, of that life and lifestyle.
Right. So now you did the Air Force and you come home. You're still pursuing.
I'm more skilled.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? At my practices, at my thinking, I'm more strategic. Mm-hmm. I'm more tactful. But again, it still wasn't, I had a whole life built. So by the time I came home to 2014 when my son was born, that was a run in my life. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So by the time my son was born, I had amassed a parcel of property, a couple of cabs, a vending machine company with one of my homies. I'm living in a loft, big loft. I'm having it my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once my son came, it was like, what am I going to really give him?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. What if I can tell him till I'm blue in the face, yo, you got to do this. You got to, because this is what you got to do. If he, when his rebellious times,
mm-hmm.
I foresaw him being like, but you ain't do that.
Right. Right.
So in my mind, if I'm tough enough to do any damage to any face that looked like mine, then I need to be able to exact that level of damage in my endeavors, like my work,
yeah.
That disruption mm-hmm. of the status quo, of how the, you know, this is the one way that we do things. I want to change the way, the perception of one looks at a scientist, especially a social skill scientist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like that for me. You know what I mean? I'm in this. It's just like the streets. It's all, I'm in this. Like some of my colleagues be like, yo, how you get this energy? I had to dive through my ceiling one day to get my luggage to fly out
right.
to make sure I made my gig. You know, they be like, but how you, I'd be like, yo, it just ain't no other way for me.
Right.
My brain is always trying to problem solve.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Focus. It's your quotidian to, that's your everyday routine. You wake up to be creative. You know, so now, okay, high school and now the Air Force and college. You are now an adjunct lecturer at UB.
At Buffalo State.
At Buffalo State.
Mm-hmm.
And your degrees are, let's talk about that.
Okay.
You have how many degrees, man?
I have 3 degrees and 2 certificates.
Okay. Now, I want you to hear, Buffalo, this is a young man who said, I grew up on the east side.
The lower east side,
right? But even with the challenges, he got away. He talked to individuals who he could receive from, who gave him knowledge, and then opened his eyes to say, wait a minute, man, if you're going to die, die for something. That's a powerful statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then he then yet pursued his education.
Yeah, but that wasn't like the fire, though.
That wasn't the fire. Tell me the fire.
I didn't realize, like, you know, the fire is the hell you born in, right? But you don't know that,
mm-hmm.
right? The fire for me was to give up the hollow life.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And what am I going to do now when people don't see me with all this majesty?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, am I still going to be me? As Money Making Mitch said, is the streets going to still love me? Is the streets still going to love me, man?
Right.
And I went homeless, man.
Mm-hmm.
I went homeless a couple years, you know what I mean? And wore it, held it, still was me.
Yeah.
And I remember my man, as I still, you know, meditate, keep myself together. And he was dropping me off one day, and before he murked off, he was like, man, the streets still love you, just out of nowhere.
Wow.
And I was just like, man, that's spirit talking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What the way my spirit is governed, that was talking to me because that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that fight that I was having,
mm-hmm.
instead of bowing down to the mercy of just dope dealing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking that was the only thing that I was really good at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just was like, nah, I gotta figure out. People open their doors for me. My man Mike Fox opened his door for me. Tamara McMillan opened her door for me. Regardless of what anybody might have said,
mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
ain't had to trade no sexual favors, no nothing.
Right, right.
You know what
right,
I mean? Right, they ain't right, treat me right. dirty, no nothing. You know what I mean? They treated me better than some family.
Genuine.
Man. Genuine. You know what I mean? Made me see myself in a better light by looking at them.
Buffalo, you are listening to Crossroads Radio with Pastor Garney Davis and his guest, Naja A. Bolden. This young man, I don't know if you guys caught the beginning, but I pray that it's grabbing hold of your heart to hear what this man is saying. And listen, we haven't even yet got into the nuts and bolts of who this man is, but he is making an impact in our city with our young people. He is the owner and CEO of Phoenix Innovation Corporation
Group.
And he, I just want to get back in with him because his name means leader of tribe, right? And so here you are, man. You're sharing your story and how you've overcome and you're yet becoming. And in this process, now you're able to go back and you're in the colleges and you're bringing knowledge and wisdom, not just from an academia perspective, but from experiential perspective. You've lived it. You've been there and you can say, wait a minute. Now, let me help you with your mindset. So I want to talk to you, man, because the mindset today is, man, It's worse than it was in 1984. It's worse than it was in 1970. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's do we even know how to help the young people if we don't understand their mindset?
You have to understand that mindset. That's like, you know, brother Idris Sandu, he said that, and I'm going to botch it a little bit. He said that if whatever institution is built with just one type of demographic in the room, there's an inherent bias of it.
Yeah.
Right. So if you build in any kind of institution in Buffalo, around Buffalo, anywhere, any hood America, and you build in those institutions without persons steeped in of those institutions, I mean, of those streets that you're trying to do something for, it ain't going to work because yeah. You're not going to be able to get to the political leaders
mm-hmm.
of that area, of mm-hmm. those forums. You're not going to be able to reach those people. So, you know, we have to have that. And for me, I feel like that's my responsibility at the same time is to show up in all these other spaces where we might have, or we think we have representatives and we have those schisms within our own diaspora, where we have people that consider themselves black and you have people that consider themselves African American, and like, oh, I'm not like those other types. So I am like those. I am one of those weeds that's persistent. They're just going to keep growing no matter what you do. You might think I'm ugly, but God thinks I'm beautiful.
Right.
So,
right,
you right. know, I'm going to keep growing. You know right. what I mean? No matter what.
Right. See, because when we were talking at our gathering, Men of Impact gathering, which is love, every third Tuesday at Sinclair's Spa and Salon, 700 Main Street, 6:30. Just want you to know food is included. Man, it's for men.
For your soul, too.
Yeah, yeah. And so we were even talking about that us not understanding the mindset, we can't even reach the root of the problem. You know, why are these young men so mean? Why are they so angry? And we only looking at the surface, but we not dealing with the root.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gotta help them. What's your mindset on that? How do we get to the root of helping our young men?
Well, for me, at first, I had to accept the fact that I'm a capitalist. You know what I mean? I like money. Mm-hmm. I like making money. I like success. I like what all that makes me feel like. It's a fulfillment for me. So when I started to look at things from that vantage point, I started to look at us from that, like human capital, from that vantage. And it's like, okay, well, we've been at a deficit for quite some time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All right, okay, well, cool. We've been at that deficit for some time now. What might we do now? So now looking at our history, I'm able to look back at certain things, and then what I say about creativity earlier, accepting personal responsibility, accepting that responsibility, I'm able to look at my ancestors, my people before me, my forefathers, and be like, look what they was able to endure with their investment. Mm-hmm. What am I doing with my investment for my son and for my students, my scholars, my friends, my peer group, my cohort, my colleagues, to the canon, to this world, whatever. Mm-hmm. What am I doing with this human capital as an investment? Wow. So for me, looking at our youth, it's like we have to look at them as capital at the same time. Okay, so what's their biggest export? Their energy, mm-hmm. their mm-hmm. excitement, mm-hmm. their passion for doing whatever it is that they do deemed wrong, good or bad, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's use that energy, right? Like we was talking about a minute impact. 30 years ago, it wasn't okay for me to be a single man and a single father and pursuing my passion.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I can appreciate you and the other men that come before me because y'all took the torch for that. Mm-hmm. Whether it been divorce, whether it been separation from family, whether it been just trauma within that, you know, whatever. So now I get the equity to make the choice to do it the way I want to do it.
Right.
But I first have to appreciate you so I can come kick it with you and be like, yo, okay, well, how did you do it? And then how did you navigate around this, this, that, and the fourth?
Right.
And then it takes for you to be like, not look at me as competition, but more like a collaborator and be like, well, listen, young blood, you got to, you know what I mean? And da, 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 da. And no matter how emboldened or inflamed that you might come off when you giving up this information, it's up to me to take it.
Right. Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Right. That's right. the way I look at it, because right. you got something to give me mm-hmm. and you can't get nothing without work. So the work is, all right, let me sit here and let's battle it out.
Right, right.
Let's match those wits. So I'm willing to get in the arena with these individuals. And I want and I like to, because it takes a level of intimacy.
Right.
So I want to, I like, that's how my design thinking works. Tell me everything, because I want to see how you think.
Right, right.
Tell me everything. Right. Now we can start cracking those eggs. Right. Now we can start getting in those nooks and those crevices. You see how you making this decision? How you make this decision is how you make all decisions. Mm-hmm. How you approach this is how you approach everything, right? So if you a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
And to a lot of these young brothers, everything looks like a nail, because I can't articulate how I'm feeling. I know I'm feeling a certain kind of way, and I know the way that I'm feeling is effed up. I'm hurting and I don't know what to do about it. I got complex PTSD. Somebody was touching me when I was a little kid. I had to do something later on in life to prove to people I wasn't playing.
Right.
Somebody had to do something to me to prove the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I got trauma in my family. Of course I want to do something to you.
Right, right.
I can't even halfway be right with my girl because
right.
I'm taking this all out on that.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She can't understand why I can't get enough. So it's, you know, it's just a different animal when you come from that. You have to really get into that type and that way of thinking. If you're not from that way of thinking, it's it can seem like a conundrum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very like it's a puzzle. It's a paradox.
It is amazing too, man. Now when you got me, man, like my energy is like, man, let's go walk the streets. Let's go grab them, man, and let's go love on them. You use the word intimacy, man, intimate. We have to make a safe place for our young people, man.
For sure.
A safe place where they're not condemned, where they're not, sometimes we lack the wisdom because of tradition, because of a religious mindset.
True.
We lack the know-how to reach them because we haven't yet did that self-evaluation on ourselves. Mm. And I say that because there are times when we want to project, you know, I'm a pastor, man. I'm consecrated as an apostle. And so I oversee ministries and I build ministries, and I still got to go back within myself to make sure that even me, that I got to make sure I'm good, and that the issues that I have not dealt with within me, I deal with, because then I'm living a lie. And so our young men and women, man, because it's young girls, man, that's dying. Is, you know, they're dying, man. And it's not the norm for us to hear about women being gunned down, young women being gunned down, but it's happening in the city of Buffalo. And we need men and women who understand, first of all, themselves, because, you know, the scripture says, for the grace of God, there go I.
Come on.
Now, I could be in that position. That could be me. In fact, the truth of the matter, it was me, that but is, grace stepped in, pulled me out of it, turned my life around. Now I need to know, because now we're in a new era. It's a new culture out there. Now I need to learn the culture so that I can now come infiltrate the culture to bring help, to bring what's needed. And so setting and creating a safe place that we can be, they can be transparent, they can be open with us to say, hey man, listen, I was abandoned. My mother didn't even recognize me or acknowledge me when I was standing next to her.
Yeah, you know, she didn't even know who I was.
Right. I was getting a whooping and didn't even know why I was being beaten. So we got to learn how to reach them and at the same time make it a safe place. And so we look at what's happening today, man, and you have a business. And I want to talk about that business, man. We got 3 minutes, man. And so I need the people to be able to find you, to reach out, to locate you, man. Talk to me about Phoenix.
What the very first thing about Phoenix Innovation Group that I want to say is really a guideline of divergent thinking, which is a facet of critical thinking, is to defer judgment. So when you listen into a conversation like this one, just take it in for what it is.
Yeah.
Just listen to it for what it is. As Stephen Covey says, seek first to understand. Don't be listening just to be, but I used to.
Right.
We active listen around here. That's what makes us so good at what we do. You know what I mean? And have that level of success. But I can be found anywhere, sir.
What's contact information?
Okay. I'm on LinkedIn, Naja Bolden. I'm on Instagram at Ask the Phoenix. I got a YouTube channel, Phoenix Innovation Group. I'm at the Burn Ward 24/7.
Where's that? Where's that located?
128 Pearl Street, Suite 1. Or I'm teaching up on campus, or I'm doing some incredible work with my stellar colleagues in creativity. It's too many to name, but some of the companies I'm working with, No Innovation, Innovate Faster, Roger Feierstein, Gerard Puccio, the whole ICSC in Buffalo State, man. They show a lot of, I mean, it's a family. Creativity is a family. As you know, this warmth that we give off is within accepting that creativity, you know.
To reach you by number, contact number.
716-220-8921. That's 716-220-8921.
Email address?
PhoenixInnovationGroup@gmail.com.
Buffalo, you're listening to Crossroads Radio with Pastor Apostle Garney Davis Jr. and his guest, Naja A. Bolden, the CEO of Phoenix Innovation Corporation Group.
Yes.
And so we are so excited. Please reach out to him. If you are a community service and you're looking to reach and connect with the community, to understand the community, this is your man. Listen, enjoy your day. Keep him up in prayer, because it is not an easy job, but God has called him and equipped him for this task, for this assignment. God bless you and be blessed.